Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am the Tailfin Road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream still running. Rusty old American dream.
And we intend to help you keep it running thanks to the help we get each week from Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Morning, Dan. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you. Thank you.
You were away for a few days, but it's good to have you back.
We had to figure that out, didn't we?
We did.
Neither one of us could remember.
My goodness.
That's pretty bad.
What did we have for lunch yesterday? But Dan has helped us out here on CCO for many years. We keep saying it's around 20, so give or take. If you have a car care question, Dan will take it either by phone. And I see a line is open if you want to fill it. 651-989-9226. We're already getting text messages, Dan, and that number is 81807 for your car care questions text-wise, 81807. Before we pick up on that, let's talk a little bit. We mentioned it before when you were here a couple of weeks ago about the snow tires, getting those off. I would say looking at the forecast is probably a good idea.
I think it's time. Yeah. You know, the chances of us having a significant, well, it's, although it's still very possible,
oh, yeah, yeah,
but not likely. And at like on a day like today, when the weather's warm and the roads are warm, that's very hard on the snow tires
because they're real soft.
They're very soft compound, and they don't do well in the heat. So if you drive up north, if you have a cabin or something, and you're still traveling up north, you might want to wait a few more weeks. But if you stay local here, it's probably time to get those off.
Get those off.
Yeah.
And what about checking tires? I noticed on your website that you're advising folks to check your tires, you know, for wear. How does one do that?
Well, you know, we have a fancy little gauge that we stick in the tread of the tire and just measure it. And at 2/32 of an inch, which is, I think on a coin, if you can see the head of, on a penny, if you can see the head on of the president on the penny, then they're illegal, actually.
Oh,
they're,
really?
Yeah, they're so thin,
worn.
They're so far worn that you really can't drive on them or shouldn't drive on them, although I've never heard anybody get in trouble for that.
But. And there's a term called cupping, too, isn't
there? Cupping is, yeah, that's more of a suspension thing.
Oh, I see.
And a lack of rotation. If you, that's actually why we rotate tires as often as we do, and if the tires start to cup, they won't stop. You can't get that back out of it again, and it creates that humming noise that you used to hear with old snow tires.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so that cupping, you do not want to let it get started. And many, many, many of the manufacturers, because the oil change intervals are a little longer, 5,000 or 7,000 miles, they recommend rotating tires every time you change the oil.
Really? So, okay.
Yeah. And I concur. I think that that's true. While it's some additional expense along the way, the tires last a lot longer. And so I think it's also a good value.
Yeah, makes sense.
Good performance.
More efficient.
And a good value.
Very good. So check those tires. There's a line open, 651-989-9226. Becky is calling from Coon Rapids, first up here. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a 2000 SL1 Saturn that has about 145,000 miles on it, and it's idling really rough. And we have replaced the spark plugs, replaced the plug wires, cleaned the PCV valve, cleaned the throttle body, put a scanner on it, and there are no codes at all. Do you have any ideas of what to check next?
Well, if it's not, if there's no codes, that's interesting, because if it's idling rough, if it's truly idling rough, there should be some codes. And so that's curious why that would happen. Sometimes we have found that maybe a motor mount on the vehicle has worn out to where the engine is actually settled down on the frame of the car, and maybe you think that it feels like it's idling rough, and maybe it's really not. You know what I mean? The motor is supposed to be suspended on rubber mounts, and if those rubber mounts have collapsed or broken, then you're actually feeling the engine in the car, and you're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be dampened.
Is that hard to find?
No, it's very easy. With I think a professional should know all about that. But if there was a serious mechanical or ignition or computer problem, the computer would know that, and there, the information should be there. And one other thing that you could do is when you bring it in to have that check, because you'll probably have to get some help with that, have somebody just put it on the computer and see exactly what's going on with all the different sensors, and be sure that the computer is actually measuring everything properly.
Okay.
But usually something like that is not hard to find. I think it's just time you take it in and get a little professional help.
Or if they did, maybe try another shop.
Try another shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Becky. Dennis is calling from Vadnais Heights with a question. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. I called last week about my 2010 F-150 with a 5.4 liter motor, and they replaced my five wheel, and it's acting up again. And they're telling me now that the thrust bearings are going out on my crankshaft, causing misalignment or whatever. Is that something that sounds right to you guys? Or?
Well, that's could be very possible. How many miles are on it?
91,000.
Yeah, and the flex plate or the flywheel was broken. Is that what their work? Is that why they replaced it?
There's a section of about 5 inches where the teeth were maybe a third of the way gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's doing it again.
Yeah, and quickly. How long ago did you have it repaired?
2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I guess I can't say for sure that it's the thrust bearings, but that should not have happened. I mean, it happened originally because the starter and the flex plate or flywheel were not aligned properly, and that's what ground off the teeth. And if that's if it's happened again, assuming that the starter drive is coming out as far as it's supposed to be, and assuming that they installed the right flex plate and that it was tight when they installed it, then obviously something's happening and something's moving, and the starter and the flex plate are not aligning properly, and that's what's grinding the teeth off. So I think that if you're dealing with a reputable professional shop, they probably know what they're talking about, and they're probably right.
Okay.
So good chance that could be.
Good luck with that, Dennis. We need to take a break, Dan, but we have more show to come. Dan will be here till about 7:45, so don't wait. If you have a car care question, you want to get a little answer before you bring it into your favorite dealer or your favorite shop, by all means, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. We're going to pick up on those text messages when we come back here on 830 WCCO. Temperature at 45, heading for 75.
You're listening to News Radio 830 WCCO, live from the Carrier Cooling Studio.
And good morning. Welcome to this portion of our Car Care Show here on 830 WCCO. Denny Long with Dan Burns, who is an ASE certified technician, Bennett Lloyd's Automotive, for how many years now?
20. 7.
Wow. Like okay.
23, I don't know. 20,
well, it's in
more
the 20s.
Than 20. Yes. Yeah.
Well, he's here now helping you out. Where are you guys located there?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul.
Great shopping, great coffee shops.
There's a lot to do while you get your car serviced.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we take oil change appointments on the hour every hour, and so it's pretty easy to kill an hour on Grand Avenue.
I bet.
Waiting for your car to get oil change.
It's a great place. But you have a phone number and a website.
We do, too. Yeah. Our phone is 651-228-1316, and our website is lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
You're going to be there today?
I am. Well, for a little while. It's a pretty nice day. I don't know. I walked
You'd be on your bike.
I walked in this morning and didn't even have a jacket on, which was on the bubble, but it's pretty nice out already.
But you guys are open till noon, I think,
we're open till noon today. Yeah.
All right, let's put you back to work here, Dan. A text came in 11 hours ago.
Oh, nice.
It says, an 11-year-old car. I only put 2,500 miles per year driving it. It has 45,000 miles. Can plugs go bad with age versus mileage?
No, but actually, plugs don't go bad anymore.
That's changed.
Even when we change them with 100,000 miles on them, which you have to do.
Yeah.
But even, you know, take them out and look at them. The little platinum tips are still great. I mean, they're just fine. But the two things happened. One is the plugs get stuck in the heads.
Oh yeah.
You know, they're two different kinds of metals and. Given enough time, they get stuck in there, and you're not going to get them out. So, and especially on a low mileage car like that, because it can develop this ring of carbon at the bottom of the plug, and then as you pull the plug out, that ring of carbon comes with it and ruins the threads on the way out, and so that can cause trouble. So, to answer the question, the plugs would be just fine, but you need to take them out and replace them just because they're too old and they've been in there too long.
Very good.
And
yeah,
they need to be inspected. You know, that when we take a spark plug out of the vehicle, that's a telltale sign of what's going on inside that cylinder. Both the color of the spark plug, the residue that's on it, and so forth, tells us if there's any oil happening in there, if there's any antifreeze getting in there, or what if it's firing properly, whatever's going on.
That tells a lot.
It tells a lot, and we need to know that, too, on an aging car.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Doug is calling from North St. Paul. Doug, you're on with Dan.
Yes.
Go ahead, Doug.
Good morning. Yes, I have a 2001 Chevy S10 pickup with a V6 motor in it, about 100,000 miles on it, and I'm getting an error code on the dash for the air injection pump.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something I can change myself? I'm not even sure where it's located.
You can, but if I were you, I would get some more information on that before you do, because it's not necessarily the pump that has failed. It could be that, you know, there's valves and solenoids that are allowing air to move with that air injection pump. And what the air injection pump does is pump additional air into the exhaust system so that the catalytic converter, the catalyst part of the car, comes on faster and is more efficient. So it's safe to drive. It's not going to cause failure, but it's also causing emission problems.
If we
had emission testing here, you would not pass with that. So,
yeah. Do you know where it's located even?
Well, some of them are electric. Usually they're on the front of the engine. Some of them are electric driven. And some of them are belt-driven. More commonly nowadays, they're getting, one. Yeah, that might still be belt-driven. That might be old enough to where a fan belt goes to it and drives it that way. But at any rate, there's more to it. And actually, more commonly, it's not the pump itself that fails. It's one of the solenoids or one of the valves or solenoids that open and close to allow the air to flow properly.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Good luck with that. Let's go to Albert Lee. I think Al has been waiting there. Al, you on CCO with Dan.
Yeah. I've got a 2008 Saturn Air with a 3.5. The warmer the weather, the more it dies when it's idling. You've still got all your lights and everything, but it won't turn over for 5 minutes.
and then it'll start up and run like a new one.
Yeah.
Winter time, it never bothers when it's cold. It's just what, the hotter the weather, the and it only does it when it's idling.
You know, hot trouble or trouble related to heat is usually electrical.
Is it?
Yeah. So, and the fact that after it stalls, it won't restart makes me think that something's happening with, the fuel pump relay or something like that is cutting out when it gets hot. And so you're probably going to have to get some help on this. And what we would do if the car was at our shop, we'd put a whole bunch of different test equipment on it. One for fuel pressure, one as a spark indicator, one to see what's happening with the fuel injectors. We'd hook up the scan tool to the car and then get it to fail. And when it's in the mode where it won't start, then we've got all the information there. We can crank it and see what ingredient is missing. And once we know what ingredient's missing, then we can get after it. You know, things like a cam sensor or a crank sensor, some of that sort of stuff will cause that type of problem, that intermittent type of problem. And of course, as they get heated up, that's when they fail more commonly. So I think you should take it in for a little professional help, and it would probably save you money in the long run.
Good. Dan, hang on. We'll take a quick break here. We'll have more car care. So Dan will be here till about 7:45. So don't wait. If you have a quick question, you can send a text, and we're going to get back to the text messages. That number is 81807, or call us at 651-989-9226. 45 is the temp, heading for 75 later today. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. And Dan, well, Dan's going to be here for about eight more minutes or so, and I want to get as many questions answered as we can. Doug in the La Center is first up here on the phone. Go ahead, Doug. Thank you.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I've got a 2005 Chevy Impala, and the speedometer always goes up to 110, no matter how fast you're driving.
Yeah. You know, for us, that's a pretty easy test. What we do is we simply hook up our scan tool to the car, and if the scan tool reads accurately, then we know that the problem is in the instrument cluster itself, and that's on that particular car. That's actually very common and most likely where the problem is. And if you take it into your shop, they'll remove that instrument cluster. There's places in town that do repairs and rebuilding on your cluster, so they'll send it out, have it repaired, put it back in, and you'll be good as new.
All right,
so
good.
That's probably what you're looking at.
It's good news, Doug. John and Bram is next up here. John, you're on CCO with Dan.
Hi, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Good, I got a question for you. I'm working on a Ford 2002 Ford Explorer four-wheel drive. It's my son's vehicle. Long story short, he blew the motor. We're attempting to pull the motor out this weekend, and what I'm seeing is very difficult to get this motor out. And my question is, should I just leave the transmission hooked to the engine and take it off of the transaxle and pull the whole thing out, or should I attempt to try to get this motor unbolted from the transmission and just pull just the motor out?
Yeah, you know, not often is it possible to get them all out in one piece. In other words, you can't pull the engine far enough forward and up high enough to maneuver it to allow that to happen. Maybe, you know, it might be possible, but it would require so much disassembly on the front of the vehicle. You know, the radiator, the air conditioning, condenser, and, you know, the bumpers and all that sort of stuff, that oftentimes it turns into more work than it would be to actually get under there and separate the engine from the transmission. So I don't know specifically on that car without looking at it, but I can tell you that if it was in our shop, we would separate them and bring out and take just the engine out.
All right. Very good.
Not to mention,
yes,
that whole assembly, the engine, the transfer case, the transmission, that's really heavy.
And I bet it is.
It gets kind of frightening to to maneuver with that and to work with that.
Wow.
So,
thank you, John. Let's take our final call from Shar in Apple Valley. Good morning, Shar.
Good morning. Thank you. I just have a quick question. I have a 2009 Camry. I have 146,000 miles on it. And my question is this. When I push down on the gas, the heat comes out just fine. When I'm not pushing on the gas, then the heat goes cold. I'm wondering if my thermostat is going out.
Probably not. It's probably not your thermostat. You have a poor flow for some reason. There's not enough coolant going through the heater core, and quite commonly that could be just the heater core itself. What I'd recommend is that you take it into your shop and ask them to back flush the heater core and see if that helps. If it does, then you know that that's the culprit. But if it was the thermostat adding additional flow would not do a lot of good. I think what's wrong are adding temperature, or the flow would not do a lot of good. So I think the fact that it gets better with more flow makes me think that you have something not pumping correctly.
Okay. Bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in.
All right, we're almost out of time, Dan. I want to grab as many text messages as we can, and then I'll save the rest till next week. What do you say?
Great.
All right. 2010 Town & Country, 3.8 motors, starts right up, has a slight miss, 125,000 miles. Any quick guesses there?
Well, I'm assuming if it actually does have a misfire, the check engine light's on, and that's what we would use to get our information as to what cylinder it is and then get after it from there. But if it's been forever since you had the spark plugs and the spark plug wires and so forth change, then that's a good place to start, is do a basic tune-up. And if that takes care of it, great. If not, at that point, you'll have to get some help.
Okay. Took my 2004 Grand Marquis in for a coolant problem. That got fixed, but cool air does not come out on the top vents. They said that's another job. What does that involve, and why wouldn't that have been fixed initially? Love your show.
That is another job.
It is.
If they didn't know about it, then that's why it didn't get fixed. But,
sure.
Yeah. But that, you know, the all the modes are controlled on a 04. There's probably electric motors that switch all of the doors that control where the air flows and whether it's warm or cold. And either one of those motors is not moving like it's supposed to, or the door itself is broken. And actually on that model car, we've seen that quite frequently where one of the plastic doors is broken, actually, and it's not capable of turning. So if you bring it back to the shop, I'm sure they would be glad to look at it for you and tell you what the story is. But I have an idea that they're going to tell you that it's a big deal that would involve taking the whole dash apart to get the heater box out of the car.
Job.
Yeah.
I'm going to save these texts. We have time for one more, I think, Dan, and you can complete, maybe be the middle guy here for this spousal argument.
Uh-huh.
My spouse and I, in disagreement, I say change oil every 5,000 in our 2014 Lexus RX. Spouse says since it's synthetic oil, it can go 10,000. Your thoughts?
Well, they're both right. You can it will go 10,000 if you're comfortable doing that. I'm not. I would change it at 5,000 for a couple reasons. One is not that the synthetic oil breaks down, but it still gets dirty and the filter gets dirty. Mm-hmm. So I'm not comfortable running an oil filter 10,000 miles. So I would change it at 5.
This probably be our last one. I have a 2007 Lexus, and the VSC indicator light goes on and off periodically. This has happened over the past 6 months. I've noticed no problem with the engine or driving performance. Very frustrating. I don't know what that is.
Well, if you take it in and have them scan the computer,
okay,
they'll get a code out of there, and it'll be very...
go from there.
The fact that the light was on means that a code will be stored, and they'll get the information, and it'll be clear what they need to do with it.
We'll save the rest till you come back next week.
What sounds good.
All right, how do we get in touch with Lloyd's?
Give us a call. We're at 651-228-1316. Find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or come on over, 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Excellent. See you 1 week from today.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Dan. Stay tuned next for our wine chat with Jack Farrell here on 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.